den Eisier auf die Klippe, heimliche Stehen Kuschels. Aber mach es mir im Schmeino, a viel im Chtichas a Treffe Kuschot, und Chtichas a Gschero Schmeino, mit a Pio Eisier Bichulo. That when we say that it only asks for the kuipe, that is, in both chatiches, akhushis, but if they are fed, so then it's mepapeya bikulo, and the bria penetrates throughout the chatich, out the chatich. Not only if the chtiches or yisea ishmeino, so mele the muliach harikaseach has the effect of being malia, but even if the chtiches or yisea is chushon, and the chtiches haeter ishmeino, so it's also. The Bliya goes Bichulei. Now the question is, how does the Bliya go Bichulei? But we have a klal that Maliach has only the effect of being Mavliya into another Chtiche, not of being Mavli, not of extracting. So Bishleinim, if the Chtiche so Yisrael is the Shmeino, so Mele, and so a Shmeino that is Maliach, so has the effect of being mavliya, but if the chtichas or yisrael is kushon, so and what is the shmeino? The chelo is shmeino. So and moliach does not have the effect of being mavlit. So why should it be also? The answer is if the shmeino, the heter, is in contact with the kushon, the Yisrael, so it endows, so the fatness is transmitted to the heretofore Kushon. So the Mele, as a result of its contact with the Shmeino, the Heter, the heretofore Kushon also becomes Shmeino. Mele can be Mavliya. Therefore, he said, Abu Mechtir has a tree for Kushon. וכתר זה הקשיר או שמינו, מפפי על יקסה בחור. אם הוא יישו הטריפו, אם הוא יישו הטריפו המלוך או למטו, משום דיטתו יגון. So why we come and see in קופי, כיצד נהגים? Because at that point, here the מחבר, I mean, the שכונו doesn't mention, because the מחבר passed means like the שיטה of the רשבו, but there is another שיטה, the שיטה of the Rosh, who is Chilik and Rashbo. And Ramo in Simin Kufay mentions the Shita of the Rosh, so that's why he is referring by we come in Simin Kufay Kizaneir. Now, in respect to something that is hot through fire, so there is a loch of Tatoyegova. Tatoyegova means that if, let's say, now, suppose you have two things that are hot, and one lies on top of the other, and both are hot. So then there is a bliya. There is a bliya bikulo. Suppose one is hot and one is cold. One is hot and one is cold. Let's say this is the bottom, chaticha, and that's hot. This is the tab chatiche, and that's cold. Now, let's say one is isa, and one is eta. So we say tatoyegova, that the bottom is the predominant thing, because if the bottom chatiche is hot, and then the tab chatiche is cold, so in due course, the tab chatiche, because of the pressure on something that is hot, will also become hot. And And conversely, if the bottom chaticha is cold and the top chaticha is hot, so we say in due course the top chaticha that was heretofore hot will also become cold because tatoi kova. In other words, the bottom chaticha is the predominant thing, and it prevails. Tatoi kova. Oh, some mele. We should say that suppose you bring, let's say, a piece of cheese that is hot. You put a piece of cheese that is hot on top of a cold piece of meat, that everything should be muta. So it is muta. But the Gemara says in Psochi, daf ayin vov, ad meika bolek in iklim. True, in due course, since the piece of meat is cold, the body, chaticha, the piece of meat is cold, even though the top chaticha, the piece of cheese, is hot. So then in due course, in a matter of minutes, everything will become cold. But until it cools off, it takes some time to cool off. I don't know, 2 minutes, 1 minute, maybe half a minute, I don't know. But it takes some time to cool off. So until it cools off, so the hot chaticha that is on top, until it cools off, manages to be mavliyal lechol apoches kiniklim. So even though we say that toy gova, but adimeika, that's a gemore in psoche, the fine form. Adimeika, bolale kiniklim, until it cools off, it manages to be mavliyal kiniklim. But if the bottom chaticha is hot, let's say you put a piece of cheese on a fat piece of meat that is hot, so then even though the piece of cheese is cold, completely cold, taken out from the refrigerator, so then everything becomes completely awesome. The bria penetrates throughout the chaticha. So that's the aloha of Tatoyegova. Tatoyegova means that the bottom chaticha prevails. That's in regard to chayim, to heat that emanates from fire. How about heat that emanates from licher? So there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh. The Rashbo shita is that the same aloha of Tatoyegova that is true of Chemoesh, so applies to Melichetu. The Rosh says the aloha of Tatoyegova is peculiar to Chemoesh. It has no application to Melichetu. So now the Mechaber in Simen Kufayin A, in Simen Kufayin, so he passes like the Rashbo, doesn't even mention the Shita of the Rosh. The Ramor in Simen Kufayin, Sif Yud Aleph, mentions the Shita of the Rosh. So that's why here the Mechaber says the same thing. Yimoyisat Reifo Hamlucho. So he says, אפילו אם חתיכה זקרים וכחוש וחתיזק שירו, שמינו מפפיו יישר בחולו, ואם הוא יישא הטריפה המלוכו, אם הוא יישא הטריפה המלוכו למטו משותתו יגוב. But suppose the טריפה the מלוכו is למיילו, and the טופה is למטו, so then we say, according to the Psak of the Mechaber, in accordance with the Shita of the Rashbo, that the Toyegova, the true Moliach, has a certain temperature, has a substantial degree of heat. Moliach too, has, involves a substantial degree of heat. But since the Badem Chaticha is tofel, unsalted, so in due course it will take away the heat of the Tap Chaticha that is Mulach. The same way, the same principle that we apply to Chen Moish, a Kontra Rashbo, we apply to Chen, Ho, but so he says, but the Rosh Yisraelik, why we come and see the Kufayik, it's a Tneyag. In other words, that we pass like the Rosh, the Rambam says, so really it doesn't matter whether the tree for Hamelucho is the Mato or the Mato, or the Mato or the Milo, it doesn't make any difference. Briefly, the Aloch of the Tree Gova is limited to Chaim Leish, not to Milo. All right. Yei Shemri, Shebo So Shemim Lach, Oso Vashem Yisibim Yilchei, we had it in the top. Yei Shemri, Shebo So Shemim Lach, Oso Vashem Yisibim Yilchei, Liacha Pleitas Kol Tzirei, the Heilig Yidvei Shoreis, Lifishachei Tzeo Bileya, Milach Luches Dam Sholo, Vishal HaMelech. So there is a Shite. So in other words, the two said mentions, quotes the Rashba, and the Rashba mentions in the name of Rabbi Yisrael, in the name of Rabbi Yisrael. So that it's Boso that was salted, and so you're not allowed to keep it on the salting board after 12 hours, because until the expiration of 12 hours, so the Chaz Boso is engaged in the process of Pleitasia. So the Mele is engaged in the process of Pleitasia. We don't, so it's impossible that the same Chaz Boso should absorb the dam that it was paling before. Because I didn't tell you, leafly, Tzia, Loibola, it's on dam. Mashenkin after 12 hours, and the sheet of the Rabbeisa of the Rashbo is that it's engaged in the process of Pleita Seer for 12 hours. So after 12 hours, it's not engaged in Pleita Seer. So the Mele, it is free to absorb the dam that itself was failing. Sometime. That's one sheet. And then he says, V'yeish matir. In other words, who the two mentions in the name of his father, the Rosh, La'ashayis imiyori, afil kam yomim, ulchatchile yishlochu shlegivrei yisrim, uvideved izmuter, ideved izmuter. So, when we learn the two, so it was, we mentioned that this shita of the Rabbis of the Rashbo can certainly not accord with the shita of Rashi that Jesus mentions in connection with the case of Boso, that after it was sure Shio Meliche on the salting board, so it was put in the Gigis, Sheinom the Keves, and then some tzir accumulated. So Rashi says it doesn't become Osa, because after it was Sheyeshiyom Levirche and the salting board, it's Enen. So if it's Enen, so according to Rashi, even after 24 minutes, it's Enen. Allah has come with Hamo after 12 hours. It's a Kalvachena, but major Kalvachena that it's Enen. So the Sheet of the Rabbis of the Rashi was certainly could not accord with Rashi. But Tezus is Chelik. Tezus Sheet is. That even after it was Sheyeshi only had the salting board, so it's still considered Riseach and his assers and his assers. So the rabbis of the Rashbo have to agree with the sheet of Tezus, but that does not mean that Tezus has to agree with the rabbis of the Rashbo. That does not mean that that the rabbis of the Rashba have to agree that does not mean that Teisves has to agree with the Shita of the rabbis of the Rashba. The rabbis of the Rashba must agree with the Shita of Teisves, not with the Rashba. But the Teisves itself can agree with the Rosh, because there is a difference over there. Besides, there is a double difference. First of all, in the facts, there is a double difference. First of all, over there, it is only after the Shir Mil, but let's say it's half an hour, after the Pechtichas Bosor was Shere Bimlichet for half an hour. Masha'ut can hear it was Shere in a state of soul for over 12 hours. So, of course, there is a big difference between a Moluach that stayed in a state of soul only for 24 minutes and the Moluach that stayed in a state of soul for 12 hours. That's one thing. But then there's another difference that Bess Yosef mentions, because over there, the Teisves has referenced the case where the Chtichas Bosor was put in the Gigis and the substantial quantity of Tzir accumulated. So the main Teisves Shita is that it's still Reseach. Masha'in can hear there is no Tzir, just Lachluchas Be'alme. So the main Teisves can agree with the Rosh that it's not considered Reseach. Alright. So the Yesh Matirim Lashis in the Milchi Adotia in Tam Yomi, Uchatrila Yesh Rokosh Lubba Yisrim, Uvidevet Mutu. But now, Yesh Yisrim, Litin Boso Oshel Nimlach Klau, Oyshe Nimlach Upolat Koldome, in Boso Oshe Nimlach Keten Plitosi Dam. So, the Sam Wasser, Litin Boso Oshel Nimlach Klau, together in Boso Oshen Nimlach Kedem Plitose Da. Kedem Plitose Da. In other words, this is Boso Sholim Nimlach Kval. This Chtiche is Boso Sholim Nimlach Kval. And then I put, let's consider two cases. I mean, the Mechaber here, the Yesh Yisrim, have referenced the two separate cases. One case is to place Boso Sholim Nimlach Kval in contact with Boso Sholim Nimlach Kedem Plitose Da. This was Nimlach 10 minutes ago. So it's in the process of being paid out. And this, Chtiche, was not Nimlach at all. So why is it for sale if Isha Boso Sholim Nimlach? This Boso, so we'll absorb the dam that comes out from this tichas boso. That's one case. The other case is Yisrael litin boso shel nimlach klal with boso shel nimlach upolat kodom. Now the second case, so this tichas boso is already nimlach upolat kodom. Upolat kodom. So in this case, Nimlach upolat koldome in boso shenimlach kedem plitose da. So in other words, so this chatich is nimlach kedem plitose da, and this was already salted and it was a pellet all the dam. So the mele, the boso shaloi nimlach, the boso that nimlach, the boso shenimlach uporat kodome, will be able to absorb down from the chtichas boso that is in the process of being peleda. The peleda. That's one shit. Now, whose shita is that? So the Shita says not only that you cannot place Ichtichas Bosol, that is Nimlach Upolat Koldome together with Bosol Shen Nimlach Tinutosida. But even Ichtichas Bosol Shen Nimlach Klal, you cannot place in Kaltek with Bosol Shen Nimlach Tinutosida. So that's the Shite of the Ran and the Ro. The Ran Chun, they are the Tzuki, Daf Kufin Gimel. You should go over, I mean, the Ran. It's a very big Ran. And it's also the Shite of the Ro. So he's the biggest Machmir. When we went over the Tur, so I mentioned that Shite, even though the Tur does not even mention that Shite of the Ran and the Ro. So the Shite of the Ran and the Ro, that's the biggest one. And their Shite is that first of all, we do not say Dam Mishrek Shorik. That's one thing. And then we do not say that Kibili Kachpilte. We do not say Kibili Kachpilte, even Agav Chore, of its own nature. Because the Ran and the Ro say that not only is it Oser, to place Echtichas Boso Shenimlach Upolat Kodome in Kamtek with Echtichas Boso Shenimlach Kenet with Tosidam L'chol HaPoches over there. So if you place Echtichas Boso that Nimlach Upolat Kodome in Kamtek with Echtichas Boso Shenimlach Kenet with Tosidam, so then it doesn't have its own natural Dam Kamtek. It was already Nimlach Upolat Kodome. But the other case, the first case of Yeshayisrit in Boso, Shaloi Nimlach Klau, in Boso, Shenimlach Kulim Plutosi Dam. So it has its own natural content of Dam. So why should it be Oseh? Why? Because Dam is different from the other Chatiche, and it's absorbed by the first Chatiche, that Loi Nimlach Klau. But since it's Loi Nimlach Klau, so it has its own natural Dam when you salt it. So then it will be paleate its own natural dam, so Agav Kore, it will be paleate the dam it absorbed from the Chtiche, that it was Nimlach Kenet Plutosi Dam. The answer is the Ran and the Ro hold that we do not take Kibili Kachpilte, not only independently, but even Agav Kore of its own natural dam, we do not take Kibili Kachpilte. That's the Shite of the Ran and the Ro. So they are the biggest machmir. So, first of all, they reject the Shita from the Tam of Dam Mishrek Shorik, and they reject the principle of Kibili Kachpilte, even when it's in conjunction with the Plate of the natural one. So that's the biggest one. That's one Shita. Then the second Shita is Oishen Nimlach U'Polat Kodome. No, that's one. Lifisha Bosa Shoinimach, Oishinimach Potokodome, Chazer Obleya Mashavirpin. So that's the Shite of the Rando. Then the second Shite, Yesh Matiri, Aldei Miliche, Ami Miliche Achakach, Yesh Matiri, Aldei Miliche, Shinichenu Achakach. Ki oz yavli kodam shebola. So according to the Taz and the Shach, so the second portion in the Mechaber, v'yesh matirin al b'yuliche shedimlechen lachakach ki oz yavli kodam shebola. So the yesh matirin, the second portion, has reference to the first case in Yesh Yisrim, because Yesh Yisrim discussed two cases. One case is when you place a chatich that was nimlach u'polat kodome in contact with chatich that was just salted 10 minutes ago. That's one case. There's the second case in Yesh Yisrim. Then the other case, which is the first case in the Ish HaYisrim, is to place a bosor shel minim v'achlal together with chtichas bosor that was salted 10 minutes ago. So according to the Shach and the Taz, is the second washing in Chaber, the Yesh Matir and the Amunich HaShemachem HaChakach, has reference to the first case of the Yesh HaYisrim. The first case of Yesh HaYisrim. In other words, that it's all right if you place a Chtichas Bosor that was never salted as yet. In other words, a Chtichas Bosor that still has its own natural content of Dao in contact with Ichtichas Bosor that was salted 10 minutes ago. So, according to the first lotion, according to the Ran and the Ro, it's Osea. According to the second lotion, it doesn't become Osea. There is an Eitzi. All you have to do is to salt the Ichtichas Bosor that was never salted as yet. And then, so that salting will have the effect of extracting the natural Dam. So, Agav Kore of the natural Dam, it will also extract the dam that it absorbed from the Chtichas Bosor that was salted only, that was salted 10 minutes ago. So, in other words, so that's the Shite that we saw in the tour, that the Shite of the Balat Trumo and the Rashbo himself, not the Rabbi of the Rashbo, not the Rabbi of the Rashbo, but of the Rashbo himself. So the second question in the Shite of the Rashbo himself and the Balat Trumo, that we do say Kibbelikach Beute. So the second motion in Mechaber also rejects the sheet of Ramtam, because Ramtam is the biggest maker. We do not say that Mishrek Shorik, but we say Kibbelikach Beute. But there is a limitation on the scope of Kibbelikach Beute. We only say Kibbelikach Beute Agav Grore of the natural dam, but in the case, so the Yesh Matirin is only Matir in the first case of the Yesh HaYisrim, of Bosor Shel Minim V'Chlal that was placed in contact with Bosor Shel Minim V'Chlal Tutos Idam. But the second motion is not Matir, the second case in the Yesh HaYisrim, the case of Ichtichas Bosor Shel Minim V'Chlal Polat Kol Domein that was placed in contact with Ichtichas Bosor Shel Minim V'Chlal Tutos Idam. Because in the second case, so the Ichtichas Bosor that absorbed dam from the other Ichtichas Bosor that was salted 10 minutes ago does not have its own natural dam content. So the Mele, if we salt it again, so it will not extract its own natural dam. So then, so the Mele, the Sivra Truma holds that we do not say Kibbeli Kachpeute independently. We only say Kibbeli Kachpeute Agav Kore of the natural dam. Right. And then, V'yesh Matirin Becholze. And then there is a third Chite, a third Loshin, that the Torah doesn't even mention. But this is the Shite of the Rabboi of the Rashbo. We have to distinguish between the Rabbeisov of the Rashbo that was mentioned in Sifei, that is really taken from the Tur, and the Tur quotes a Rashbo, where the Rashbo mentions something in the name of the Rabbeisov. So that's a big chumrah. And the Yesh Matir in the third portion here in Sivo, this is a shite that the Rashbo mentions in the name of Rabbi of the Rashbo. And the Rabbi of the Rashbo, so it should not be confused with the shite of the Rabbeisov of the Rashbo that the Tur mentions, that the Tur quotes. This is the Rabbi of the Rashbo. And it's probably Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbi of the Rashbo, probably Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi of the Rashbo. So they say that we say Kibbeli Kach Peyutei, even independently, without recourse to the plate of the natural. So Mele, the first Yesh Matirim is only Matir in the case of Ichtichas Bosor, the Shoinim Lach Klau, that was placed in contact within posa shenim vachim kitosidam. The second nishmatiri is matir even in the case of echtichas posa shenim vachu poet koldomi that was placed in contact with echtichas posa shenim vachim kitosidam. Why? Because all you have to do is to take that echtichas posa that was already salted and hudach a long time ago and salt it again. So then, even though that salting, that new salting will not extract any natural dam of the Chetichas Bosor, because that natural dam was extracted, had been extracted a long time ago. But it will, we say Kibelikach Pilte independently, without the glory of the plate of the natural dam. So that's the biggest clue. This is how the Shach and the Taz explain this Mechaber. So that means that according to the Shach and the Taz explanation of Sivov, so the Mechaber in Sivov mentions three Shites. One big Chumre, the Shite of the Ran and the Hor, this then a middle Shite, a middle Shite, so a moderate Shite that is matir only in the case of Echtichas Bosa Shalimim Lachlal that was placed in contact with Echtichas Bosa Shalimim Lachkim Tosidam, but not is not matir in the case of Echtichas Bosa Shalimim Lachupolet Koldomei that was placed in contact with Echtichas Bosa Shalimim Lachkim Tosidam, and then the third Shite that is the biggest kule, that is matir, even the case of Echtichas Bosor Shenimlach Upolat Koldome, that was placed in contact with Echtichas Bosor Shenimlach Kenetutosidam, al the Mlicha Cheres, but only al the Mlicha Cheres. But how about Rambam Shite? There is a big difference between the third Shite here, which is the Shite of the Rabbi of the Rashba, Rabbi Yehine or somebody else. So, and the Shite of the Ratkabletam, because both are Mati, the case, the Rabbi of the Rashbo, and Rabbetam are Mati, Eichtichas Boso, Shenim Lecho, Veyhutcho, Polto, Koldomo, Vitzion, that was placed, such a Chaticha that was placed in contact with Chaticha's Boso, Shenim Lecho, let's say 10 minutes ago. So the Rabbi of the Rashbo is Materet, and Rabbetam is Materet. But Rabbetam is Materet, you don't have to do anything, because the Mishrik showed. So with this Chaticha's Boso, that was Nimlach, Vihudach, Polat, Koldome, Mitzirei, was placed in contact with this Tichas Boso, that was Nimlach 10 minutes ago, according to Rabbi Tam, you don't have to worry. You just take it and cook it and that's all. You don't have to do anything. According to the Rabbi of the Rashbo, you can't just take this Chaticha that was placed in contact with the Tichas Boso that was Nimlach 10 minutes ago and put it in the pot and cook it. You have to take salt, you have to take away this Tichas Boso, put it on the salting table, and then take salt and salt it, and leave it on the salting table for 24 minutes, then it will be mutter, according to the Rabbi of the Rashbo. But according to Rabbi Tam, you don't have to salt it again. That means the shot. So according to the Taz and the Shach, even the third Chite in Sivor is only matter of the whole Indian al the Mlicha Acheres. Mashenkin Dor HaShulchon says that the third Loshin in Sivor represents the Shita of Rabbetam, so you don't even have to make a new salting. So Pashtes HaLoshin of the Mechaber is like the Or HaShulchon, not like the Taz and the Shach. Because, you see, when the Mechaber mentions the second Loshon, he emphasizes, Oish v'yesh matirin al din lichashim lechen v'hakach, ki oz yafrit kol dam shebo. But then, when he mentions the third lashon, he says, "V'yesh mivatilim b'chol zeh al beishimu lechel ha'hakach." He doesn't say al beishimu lechel ha'hakach. In the second lashon, he says al beishimu lechel ha'hakach. But in the third lashon, he doesn't say al beishimu lechel ha'hakach. According to Rosh Hashulchan, we understand as to why the Mechaber in the second lashon he mentions al beishimu lechel ha'hakach, because the second lashon represents the Shita of Bala Truma and the Rashba himself, whereas the third lashon represents the Shita of Hamnetam, so you don't have to resort to a new Meliche. But according to the Taz of the Shach, just as the Mechaber emphasized in the second lashon, V'yish Matir al Meliche Shim Lechel HaKach, why doesn't he say it in the third lashon, V'yish Matir B'chol Zeh al Meshim Lechel HaKach? So the Pashas HaLoshon indicates, like the Rosh Hashulchan's pshat, not like the Taz and the Shachta. But anyway, the Rosh Hashulchan has his pshat, but the Taz and the Shach, in the melee, most of the Nisikelim of the Shulchan Aruch say the same thing, that the Yesh Matirin represents the Shite of the Rabbi of the Rashbo, not the Shita of Rabbatam. I mean, there is a big nachgemine whether the Mechaber, and then the Mechaber says, V'yish matir v'chozeh l'chatchila yishloch v'shul divei yisrim, but according to the psak of the Mechaber, so the event, it is muter. We rely on the Shita and the third lashon. Now, all right, we passed in according to the Ramor, so it doesn't make any difference, but let's say, vis-a-vis the Svardi, who passed me like the Mechaber. So the Shaila is, what does it mean v'yesh matir b'chol zeh? Al di melicha acheres, or even without melicha? According to HaShulchan Pshat in the Mechaber, it's without recourse to melicha acheres. According to the Taz and the Shach Pshat in the Mechaber, it's al di recourse to melicha acheres. All right. That's the Pshat of the Mechaber. But the Ramoy is not so major, because the Mechaber, the Eved, relies on the third lashon. But the Ramoy certainly does not pass in even the Eved, like Chavnatam Shite of Dam Mishrek Shorik, and he does not pass in like the Rabbi of the Rashbo. He passes even the Eved. The Chatrile, of course, we have to be patient for the Shite of the Ron the Rantu, according to the Ramon. I mean, the Mechaber also agrees that L'chatchile, we have to be chesed for the Shite of the Ramon. But for the Eved, with the Ramon relies on the Shite of the Rashbo himself and the Sifra Trumo, that we do say Gibelikach Bilti, but only on the glory of the natural time. So only in the cave. So he says, "V'yesh mafilim David le'yakim bo'osrei im nofal boso shekvo polat kol domi mitzirei etzul boso shol yisho adayim shiom lich." Why? Because since it's kvo polat kol domi mitzirei, so then you have to say, you have to apply kibili kach peltei independently, not agav gore. That we don't say. The pastors like the Sifra Truma. All right. V'yesh emri, shekol meis leis, le'acha shenimlach, pele tzir. In other words, because that really relates to what the Mechaber says in Sifei. Say, because in Sifei, the Mechaber says, "Yesh Emun Shepasah Shemim Lachos Lashi Yisim Yuchel Lachat Pris Kol Tzirei Dahayne Yud Veishoyis." So that shita is that it's engaged in the process of Beit HaSeir only the first 12 hours. There is a shita the first for 24 hours, for the duration of 24 hours, it's engaged in Beit HaSeir. V'yesh Emrim Shekol Meis Leis Le'acha Shemim Lach 24 hours. לאחר שנברח פעיל יציר, ואם לא גתיר זמן זה, ליבוסו שנמלח, שלושו עדיין שיר במיוחד, אין דיפיך תיחס בו סו, לצי, that was salted at 9 o'clock, let's say in the morning. So then, let's say at 5 o'clock, within the 12 hours. So v'yishemrim, I mean, v'yishemrim shekol meisle islach hashem yivach pelitzia. V'yinok, nah, so 24 hours. So v'yinok atech zman zeh libos hashem yivach, v'lishu adayin shem yivach. So if, let's say, Ichtich Hasbosa was in Imlach at 9 o'clock in the morning, so then if the same Chatiche, the next morning at 8 o'clock, will come in contact with Ichtich Hasbosa that was just salted, so Eminesa, Vichem Neyagi. So in other words, so what does it mean? That's the Shite, I mean that is true according to the ancient portion thesis, and it's true according to the Ram's version of the Rihu Lainesh, and it's true according to the dying Yeshem Rihu Pshat. So it's true according to all these Pshat. So in other words, that if Ichtich Hasbosa, that was Nimlach, let's say, yesterday at 12 noon, and now, let's assuming that it's Pelitzia for 24 hours, now it comes in contact with Ichtich Hasbosa, that was just Nimlach. So it doesn't become us. Why? According to the Adayim Yesh before his Pshat, so since it's engaged in the process of Plitas Tziyah, so I will be treated Lifli Tziyah Luibola, so it's not even Belaya altogether. According to the Yesh before Shem Pshat, so Belaya it is, but it will be paid again. What's Nafkimine? There is a big Nafkimine. According to the Adayim Yesh Leimas Pshat, so you don't have to resort to Melichah, and you don't have to leave it on the salting table, Shiomil, in order to be paled what it was Belaya, because it's not in Belaya. So why do you have to leave it on the salting table in a state of salt for 24 minutes? It wasn't in Belaya. You can just take it away and put it in the pot. But according to the nation of Hashem Shah, the Belaya it is, but it is capable of being paleit what it is Belaya. So it will only be paleit al Dimlicha. So you have to leave it on the salting table for 24 minutes. That's the big nafkemini. So now, the Mechaber himself, I mentioned it last time, the Mechaber himself in Sifale said explicitly, like the Adayim Nishlim of Shabbat, because man shepolat is tziroi nevelas, but the Tased in Sifalem, the Ramo passes like the Yishin Foshem Shah, not like the Adai Yishin Foshem Shah. That's the Tashi. Why does the Tash say that? Because of the Agoy. But the Shah says that vis-a-vis a Yichtiche that comes in contact with another Yichtiche, Shemilach, Vilipola Dome Yadayim, so there the Ramo agrees with the Shite of either the Tridele Mifla Dam Libola and either the Tridele Mifla Tzio Libola Dam. So it's not in Belaya altogether. When does the Ramo mention in the Hagoye that it's Belaya it is, that's only in connection with the Ichtich Hasbosa. With the Ichtich Hasbosa that fell into Tzia, not that came in contact with the Ichtich Hasbosa Shenimlach v'lipolat Adayim Kol Domei, but that fell into Tzia. So there it is capable of absorbing more readily. So then Belaya it is, but it's capable of being paled what it is Belaya. Mashem came vis-a-vis a case of Ichtiche that comes in contact with another tiche, shenimach v'lipolat kol domei, so there it's not even Meleah, I call it Nishach. And the whole Ramo is much more smooth according to the Shach's pshat. Because the Taz, according to the Taz, the Ramo doesn't pass in the Daimish Lemashim. According to the Shach, vis-a-vis Tuch Tiches that are in contact with each other, there are more paskins like the Daimish Shlinos Pshat, that when the Chtiche is occupied with being Peretzir, so then it does not even Beleah. It doesn't even Beleah from the Chtiche that was Nimlach when the Polat Kodom Yadayim. So in Mele, we don't have to leave it on the salting table for Shiomir. Alright. So ויש שאמרים שקוראים מישראל יצלח שמובח ונציר ונבטר זמן זה ריבוס השנבח וישוע עדיין שמובחה אין נעשה וכי נהגים ארבי מוקים שנפסת מרופה יש לי עושרי לאחל וישוע אינס Oh, but we can only rely on that chite that because we have to apply two things. We have to apply two things. First of all, we have to apply the shite of either the Torah with Ritzia, Loi Bol Adam, and then we have to apply another shite that for the duration of 24 hours, it's Torah with Ritzia. But most poskim say that it's only Torah with Ritzia for the duration of 12 hours. So we mokim have said merube. If it's a hardship situation, so then we rely on the shite that it's engaged in the process of being pelitzir for the duration of 24 hours. But if there is no hardship situation, so then we only amateret if echtichas boso that is still within the 12-hour period came in contact with echtichas boso that was just salted and is in the process of being pelitzir. Mashenkin Vertichas Boso, that is already after the 12-hour period, but within the 24-hour period, it came in contact with Vertichas Boso that was just salted and is in the process of being peeled down, then we ask it. Only Al Mokim Shinevs Rube, Yishlos Lachay Veishois. Vikedem Lose, but before Yid Veishois, El Hachner Klav. So then there is no basis for any chumre whatsoever. Then it's certainly muta. Ichtichas boso, that was nimlach 10 hours ago, that came in contact with ichtichas boso, that was nimlach 10 minutes ago, so then it is muta. Why is it muta? So according to the Shach's pshat, it's muter because I didn't talk with Ritzil and Bol Adam. So you don't even have to keep it you don't have to salt it and keep it in a state of salt for 24 minutes. But according to the Taz, it is muter in Lachmechlal, it is muter on the basis of Kibbele Karpeute. So maybe you have to salt it and keep it on the salt in a state of salt for 24 minutes. According to the Shach, when the Ramo says El Hachmechlal, it means that you don't even have to salt it. You see? Vikolsh im loimim lachklal. Suppose Echtichas Boso that was not nimlach at all. So if it comes in contact with the Echtichas Boso that was just salted, so it's certainly muter. So he says, because in that case, even if it fell into Tzir Mamesh, it would be Muta. Vikonshki im Levim Lach Klau, that you will not fall in Tzir Mamesh, Eli Osrei, the Amrinon, Aldei Sheyiflet, Dam Didei, Yiflet Gamki Mashepol and Mokmach. So in other words, so if Echtichas Boso that was not yet salted, so it's needless to mention that if that Echtichas Boso that was not yet salted will come in contact with Echtichas Boso that was salted 10 minutes ago, it will not be osek. Because then it certainly you can salt it, and then it will agav kore of the plate of the natural dam, it will be paleit the dam itself from the chticha that was salted just now. But even if the chtichas boso that the gilach cloud will drop into tzir mamish, so it will also be muter if you salt it. Why? Because we would say kipele kachpelte, since it still has its own natural dam content, and by salting it, the salt will extract its own natural dam. So agav chore of its own natural dam, it will also extract the droplets of dam it absorbed from the tzia in the moment that it fell in the tzia. And even if it has boso was already nimlach salt, but it's still within the shiomil. And then let's say after it was salted 10 minutes ago, then it dropped, it fell into tzir. So yesh lehatir. In other words, by Yesh Lehatir. Why? Because it will be paleit together with the plate of its own natural dam, it will be paleit the droplets of dam it absorbed from the tzir. Now this is a difficult expression in the Mechamot. So he says, unless it became kovush in the tzir for 24 hours. So then you cannot be matter it by salting it and leaving it on the salting table for 24 minutes. Then you cannot do it. But the implication being that suppose a chtichas boso, so was salted, let's say 10 minutes ago, and then it fell accidentally, it fell into tzir, and it stayed there not for 24 hours, but for 20 hours. So then, the implication of the lashon of the Ramoi is, all you have to do is to be matiachet and salt it, and leave it on the salt. Of kovush b'tzir kishio shi'al al kavish v'yal techenu. So it's also kibush, and shio shi'al al kavish techenu is much less than 24 hours. Probably takes about 10 minutes for water to boil and fire. So b'meile, so why does he say the Rambo? Why does the Rambo say? So he says, "Vafu nima chavosav mishua adayin shiru lichem nafnitzir yesh leatir imu nirbal b'seichem yim sholem." The implication being that if it was nirbash less than yim sholem, so then it's muter al bimulicha acheres. We say kibirik achpeyotei, But do we say, just as we don't say Kibbeli Kachpelte in connection with something that was Nivra al the Bishul Mamish, or something that was Nivra al the Kovush in water for 24 hours? So we shouldn't say Kibbeli Kachpelte in connection with something that was Belea al the Kovush Bitzia, Kishio Shiawa Gabesh Viatechenu, and here it was Kovush Bitzia. So the Tah says that there is a Torah saying a Torah Atfus in the Ramon, and we should make a correction here, and we should say Va'afilu Nimlach Haboso V'Risho Adayin Shir Melichet V'Nofa Litzir Yeish Lehatir Im Loinir Bash Bisechei Kishio Sheyal Al Gabeish V'Yabcha. Not Im Loinir Bash Bisechei Im Sholem, but in Loinir Bash Bisechei Kishiyal Al Gabeish V'Yabcha. That's the task. The Shach doesn't make a correction. And the Shach says that the Shite of the Ramoy is, because that happens to be the Shite of the Mashal. Why does Tah say that there is a Tois Atfus, just as the Mashal can say that? So maybe the Ramoy can also say that, because the Ramoy in Tiras Chatos is Chilik in the Mashal. So that's why the Tah says there is a Tois Atfus. But the Shach says that the Ramoy here, there is no Tois Atfus. And the Ramoshite is that there is a fundamental distinction between Kovush Bidovalach Meislei Sarei Kumbushul and Kovush Bitsir Kidishi Oshial Gabesh Viatachenu Arei Kumbushul. Kovush Bidovalach for Meislei Sarei Kumbushul means that it's Kumbushul Mamish, and we don't say Kibele Kachpeyote al the Nubichacheres, but Kovush Bitzir Kedishiyahu Abishiyatechenu is not Kibbushul Mamish. It's Kibbushul. But we still apply the aloche of Kibbili Kachpel. Alright, so we have another machlekes between the Taz and the Shach as to the Pshat and the Ramon. This Ramon, so the Taz makes a correction. He says we have to read here, in Luinir Bash Bisechei Kedishiyahu Abishiyatechenu. And the Shach says, no, we shouldn't make a correction. Ach, im shor shio miliche v'nofu litzir. Suppose if the chazboso was shor shio miliche. You see, so up to this point, the Ramo at first, not up to this point, because before we already discussed the case of if the chazboso falling into tzir mamish, but at first the Ramo discussed cases of one chtechas boso coming in contact with another chtechas boso. Now he's discussing cases of a chtechas boso that falls into tzia. Now, of course, when it falls into tzia, then it's likely to absorb more readily than when it comes in contact with another chtechas boso. Because when it comes in contact, when one chteras bosa comes in contact with another chteras bosa, a droplet have to be niflet, have to be exuded, and then absorbed by the other chteras. Masha'in came, when it falls in the tzom amesh, so you have the droplets of dam in the tzir. What does tzir mean? Tzir means a fluid consists of droplets of dam, that's here. So, anyway, I mean, when you learn Simen Ayuk, when you learn Yilchas Melichei, sometimes you can become confused. You have to be on guard. Because the same word here sometimes has reference to the fluid, the male, that comes out, that is exuded from Yilchas Boso after the real dam. The dam as such has stopped coming out, and that's called tzir. And then sometimes tzir has reference to dam mamish. You see, to drops of dam that drops us down. So sometimes we can become confused because you can mistake one for the other. So it's more likely, it's easier for Echtichas Basor to absorb droplets of dam when it falls into Tzir Mamish than it is to absorb droplets of dam from a Chatiche. Because in order to absorb droplets of dam from a Chatiche, so there is a twofold process. First, the droplets have to be exuded from the Chatiche, and then once it is exuded from one Chatiche, so it is absorbed by this Chatiche. Mashenkin, if Chatiche falls into Tzir Mamish, all he has to, the droplets of dam are there. All he has to do is just to absorb it, that's all. So the Mele, it's more homo. The case where Echtiches Boso falls into Tzir Mamish is more homo than the case when one Echtiches Boso comes in contact with another Echtiches Boso. So he says, Achim Shoshi of Licht. If Echtiches Boso was salted, let's say, half an hour in it, and it already stayed Shiom Licht on the salting bowl, and then we know for Litzia, and then it's no foul Litzia, so Yeshes Renese. After Pishal in Kolos Mount with the Sera Adai, the Marshal being Saveta Shrein. So the Ramo himself mentions the Shita of the Marshal who was a contemporary of his. So he says that he, Echtiches Boso, that was already salted half an hour ago, and it already stayed Shion Lich, and then it dropped into the Tzir, So there are some who say that it's also now, the Marshal Shita, why don't we say, I did the Torah briefly Tzir. Tzir in the sense of the male, the fluid, that comes out after the dam came out. So I did the Trudo Achticho leaflet Hamel, Hatzir Hamel, so Ribola dam. The answer is the Marshal Shiti is. We say I did the Torah briefly Tzir Hamel, Ribola dam, in case where one Achticho comes in contact with another Achticho. But in case where Echtiche, that is in the process of being Pele Tzir Hamel, is falls into Tzir, so then it's much easier for the Echtiche to absorb the droplets. The droplets are there, bien. They don't have to be extracted from any Echtiche. So even though it's engaged, the Echtiche is engaged in the process of Pleitas Tzir Hamel. And I'm using that expression in order to distinguish this seer from that seer. Either the Trudo leaflet Tzir Hamel, so Ribola the dam from the Tzir Mamish. That we don't say. So maybe the Marshal asks, Umikomokei, Litzir Hefzet Godu, Yesh Lahatir Gambose, Kolzman Pleita Sire. So, what does it mean, Kolzman Pleita Sire, Tzir Hamel? The Haine Techid Vishoyis, Al Dishiyarzeh Viyadichenu, Viyarzeh Viyimlechenu. So then there is another Sheikh, the Agoy Shavidur, who is Chilik in the Marshal. And they say that not only is Echtiches Boso that was Nimlach half an hour ago, and is still in the process of being Pelet Meir, Tzir Meir. So, that came in contact with Echtiches Boso, Shenim Lecho, Vilipola Tadayim Koldomi. So it's Muter, over there it's Muter, because I didn't treat him with Tzir Hamel, Vilipola Dam. But even in the case of Echtiches Boso, that was Nimlach half an hour ago, and it's still engaged in the process of being Pele Tzir Hamel, falls into Tzir Mamish, it's also Muter. But there it's also Mutah. So even Dagoy Shavidure, who is Chelik in the Marshal, so it's only Materet if we have recourse to a new melech, but not just like that without a new melech. Why? Because it's much easier for Echtichas Boso to belea droplets of dam from the Tzio Mamesh than it is to absorb and to extract droplets of dam from another Chatira. So where it is necessary to extract droplets of dam in order to absorb it, so then the Shach explains the Ramo, so the Ramo passes like that, I initially must shout that I didn't treat the leaflets here, we pull it down, so we don't even have to salt it and to leave it on the salting board for 24 minutes. Mashiach came in the case where Echtichas Boso, that was salted half an hour ago, and is still engaged in the process of Plitas Tziramel, falls into Tziramamesh, so according to the Mashal, there is no eight. According to Agoi Shamidume, there is an eight. But only if we have recourse to another melech. But we do not say, I will treat it, leaflet, tzir, meyer, lebol adam klal, and it should be mutarim without a new melech. That, I don't know of such a shit. I don't know of such a shit. So we see that it's much more difficult, or put it the other way, it's easier for Echtichas Boso to absorb droplets of dam from Tzir Mamesh than it is for Echtiche to absorb droplets of dam from another Chatiche. Because in order to absorb droplets of dam from another Chatiche, so the other Chatiche has to exude the droplets of dam in order that they should in turn be absorbed by the first Chatiche. But when it falls into Tzir Mamesh, it doesn't have to exude anything. So then, everybody agrees that even though it's totally flayed Tzir Meyer, it is still capable of absorbing the droplets of dam in the Tzir Mamesh. But that Shita Lagoy Sharadumi is, even though it is glayed the droplets from the Tzir Mamesh, so it can be paling the same droplets of the Bichachas. Now the question is, here the Ramo says, the Heine Teich Yudvei Shois, the Aldeshi Yarzer V'yar, the Cheno V'yarzer V'yar L'cheno. The question is, now the Ramo paskins that in Teras Chatos, like the Rishenim who say explicitly that when do we say that Echtichas Boso is engaged in the process of Kleitas Tzir Meyer for 12 hours, 24 hours, only if you didn't make that Docheras Chayzi. But once you rinse the Echtichas Boso that has the Melechanet in water, so then it's saying all the Nikvei HaKleitas Tzir. So the question is, how the Pleitas Tzir and the Nikvei Pleitas Tzir and Pleitas Dam? So how can he say, Al Deshi Yarzi, Av Yadechenu? So he makes a doche. If he makes a doche, so that blocks all the pores of the plate. So the Mele, how can we say Kibili Kapente? It's once you are Madiach, so that blocks and closes up all the pores of Pleite. So the Mele, so it couldn't, so our Benuich HaAcheres, so the dam that it absorbed from the Tzir, it couldn't be Pleite again. So the Taz says that means that even though the Ramon Teres Hatos passed like the Rishenim, that Hadoche Bas Haise is, Hadoche Bas Haise means Hadoche that is made after the Shiur Meal and the Echtichas Boso, after the Echtichas Boso, state Kishiur Meal, So, the Hadocha Baschaise closes up, blocks all the pores of the plate. That's the Psak of the Ramo in Tirashatos. So the Tas is, but here the Ramo is Scheze. Here's Scheze. And the Tas assumes that there is a Machlokes Rishonim on that. Some poskim say there is no Machlokes Rishonim, but the Tas says there is a Machlokes Rishonim. And here there are more pastimes like that regime, that Hadoche is not saying the Nikri plate as Atzir. And the Rai is from this Ramo. But the Shark says something very simple. He says the Ramo was not Chazer from Ishite in the Tiras Hatos. And here he also pastimes that Hadoche is saying the Nikri plate. But, so then the question is, how does it say Al Dish Yarzel Yachenu? Yarzel Yachenu. So then through the Gulich Hashniyo, so it will be paid all the dam that it absorbed from the Tziya. So the answer is, when do we say that Hadoche is saying the Nikri Platas Atziya, if it was a real Hadoche? But here the purpose of the Hadoche is just to wash off the salt. So you just have to use a little bit of water. That's all. Not a lot of water. Not Hadoche Merube. Hadoche Meretes will be enough. Only Hadoche Merube, a thorough Hadoche, will be saying the Nikre Platas Atzia. Here, when he says, Al Dishiyazer Yadachenu, he means Hadoche Meretes, just to wash off the soul, the particles of soul, but not in Thor Hadoche. So mainly, the Hadoche Moetes will not close up the Nikve Plates of Tzir. Alright. Al the Shiazri Adachenu, the Yazri Mechenu, Vichein, then the Rabbah says, Vichein, in Nofa Mitzir, Kedim Sheshoshi, Omeliche, Kedim Sheshoshi, Omeliche, Yadachenu, suppose you salted a Yechtichaz Bosor 10 minutes ago, and he didn't stay Shiur Mil on the salting board. And then he dropped it to the Tziya. So Yadachenu Yarzel Yilchem Miu Yimolchim Yadochem La'achashinu from the Tziya Shorem Yevim V'chol Zeh L'mayir El B'Tziya Shutu Yisayach Ki Mivu'e El Yil. So all this, in other words, so what principle is mentioned here in all these situations, in all these cases, that there is a loch of kibbeli kachbiyuti, that if Echtichas Bosor fell into Tzir Mamish, and what is Tzir? Tzir consists of droplets of dam that some time ago they were extracted from Echtichas Bosor. That's what Tzir means. Why is it called Tzir? Why isn't it called dam? The answer is, the term dam is reference to dambir. Dambir, that means, suppose you just squeeze out blood. You squeeze out blood into a glass. That's dambir. But tzir means the dam that was niflat through a process of plating. Al di miliche or al di bisho, I mean whatever. So that's called tzir. But tzir really has reference to dam that was niflat through the process of milich. Through the process of milich. But dam be'er means dam that was squeezed out. Dam that was squeezed out, or dam that came out v'chaya be'imo, or squeezed out from the Beimo, after Shrite. So that's down there. So he says, when do we apply the principle of Kibbeli Kach Beimte? Only in connection with dam that is not there, dam plate, that tzir. Tzir means dam that was niflat for milich. So then, Chtichas Bosor fell into, Chtichas Bosor shenim lecho, so fell into a quantity of tzir that was constituted through plate, through the process of plate, So then we consult that chatichah again, and we say kibbelik apeldi. But suppose somebody has in the bottle real blood that was squeezed out from the animal. He has that kind of dam. That kind of dam. So in the bottle, and then he'll spill that blood on the chaticha meluchu. So then we cannot say, all we have to do is to salt that chaticha again, and then we'll say kibbelik apilte. We only say kibbelik apilte in regard to dam plate, not in regard to dam meat. We hold zelimayer, should we say, can wear? I will not mention of our boss or should take Shiom Luchose, Luchoshi Kresiah, give will come since the Caliph, Nessar Abosso, to Gabi Damben, where I'm reminded in Torah, Nifrikli Bola, the Luigi Bailey Carpelti, the old Askin on the execution of Mitzir, Haimi Davke Mashim Say Hatzi, I will Mashal Milo Matzi or Shore, Miu, Mashim Say Hatzi, Nessar Miyar, Vinchio Nidovo, Boss or Shinovo, לסייך ציר של הקרקע דינו כאילו הויסו הציר בכלי בוסו שנוגע בכתיחו שנמלכו בכלי שנמנו כבינסו דינו כאילו נוגע בציר סופק ציר סופק מים מותר לציר דרבונו why? Because דם שנמלך because ציר really has reference in the Shulchan Aruch here ציר has reference exclusively to downplate it that came out through the process of milich. So it's dam shenimach. And dam shenimach, or dam shebishle, is only osir midrabon. So fik tzir, so fik mayim muter, the tzir drabon, and say, oh, tzir more of a mayim, if you are a mayim rotim, if she read it, say, ah, they know he's there, it's all right. So on Monday, we'll start the Taz. So we cannot go over all the times and then start going over all the shah. So we'll go over all the times up to Siftes Vov in the times. And then we'll go over all the shahs up to Siflamed Meshach. And then we'll go the other times. So that will be probably Wednesday. I mean, the other Taz and that.
So what kind of kasha is it? Let us assume, as the Machin assumes, that it's really Tears Manish. That Kol Shofar, the Shofar loves you. But still there is no kasha against the Shvokish. There was no good out. So the Tzis says, as Tzis mentioned, Tzis says, ומיו קש הודי פורח לגשבוק יש מכיף אחות השנוף ובדאי את מיני דובי דיני שפורה בגלל זינדי ובאי ורוב אינם נתיק שבמיירות הם לא עובד פורה נשמו ליב נזה את הקיסר ומיו בחם מכין יש יכולים אותם להחליקום So what does Tesis say? That actually that if we assume that by case law it's Tesis money so then there would be cash not only against the Rishlokish, there would be a kasha against the Bayer Rode also. When are a Bayer Rode Chiri? Only by Alvoye. Masha'in came here by Kesel, so there is a possibility that we're eating our Kesel, so then it certainly will have a Dinish Dipora Begav Zim. So then in Tesa says the kasha, if so, when the Gimur and the Machineh, בחסקה שנוסתה שרואה שלנו עושה נהיה דום יוין דום פרטיר זמני פשיטי בחסקה שנוסתה הוא לא דום פרטיר זמני אבל לא בדיני זה פער עושה זמני so the Tarsus should have said ותמכו why do you ask only against the Shlokish you can ask against the Bible of the Holy so say לכם נעמי put have said it you could have said so this is what it says truth the reason is why there is a distinction between Istam Alvoy and the Alvoy with the specified man is because in the case of Alvoy with the specified man, so there is a word that the liver did not intend to pay up the debt. until the termination of the specified month. Otherwise, why did he have to specify 5 years? See, his intention was not to pay it before the termination of 5 years. Mashenki was done over. So then the question is, so why did the maxim, as the kasha from Kesel, there was no such indication that he didn't intend to pay up? He didn't say anything at all? The answer is, he has the kasha from Kesel, because by Kesel it's even more unlikely to pay, for a different reason. Why? Because the whole obligation was not certain as yet, because maybe Reuven wouldn't go. So Shimon was certainly unlikely to pay half of the expenses for the Kesel, because it was still in doubt whether Reuven would build the wall. So there is a better reason as to why we should say Lo Yovidin is probably Gavzin. So the question arises, is what Nachlis Dovid tests against the case Terence. Now, if the only reason as to why the Makshin himself has the cash is because the Makshin, because by Kesel, there is even a moral reason to say Lo Yovidin is Yipor Abidavzini. Why is there by Kesel more of the reasons than by Alvoye? By Alvoye with his specified man. Why? Because the whole obligation is in doubt. So there is more of a reason to say that Shimon is not likely to pay for the wall before the wall is built, because maybe the wall wouldn't even be built. So in other words, the Makshin, that's why the Makshin has the kashe from the Mishneh of Kesel. So we have to say, according to the faith, that the Makshin already knew the Lomdes, that by Kesel there is more of a reason to say Lo Yovidin Ish Dipor Abidav Zimnei, on account of the fact that maybe Reuven won't even build the wall at all. So the Makshin knew of that. Even the Makshin knew of that. So why did he ask the kashe against Rish Lakish? Let him ask the kashe against Abai and the Rover also. Why did he ask the kashe only against Rish Lakish? So what do we say? What Teisa says, that the more he could say with Amecha. Well, Teisa's is all right. Teisa's is not difficult. Teisa's only says that Tarsi could have said with Amecha. In other words, Teisa's only says that the Tarsi knew of this wonder. The Tarsi knew of this wonder. That by Kesel there is even more of a reason to say that Shimon is not likely to pay for the Kesel before the Kesel is built. Why? Because maybe Reuven wouldn't build the wall. Maybe Reuven wouldn't build the wall. So the Tarsi knew of that longness. But the Makshin, according to Tarsi, obviously did not know of this longness. Because had the Makshin known of this longness, that by Kesel there is more of a reason to say Lo Yovidin Ish Dipor Abidav Zimnei than by Alvoye with the specified man, then the Makshin wouldn't have directed his kashe against Rish Lakish. He should have had the kashe against Abai the Rover also. See, so according to Tesis, only the Makshin, the Tarsin. Tesis says it only in the Gabriel Tarsin, but the Makshin, we have to say, according to Tesis, didn't know this one day. Mashenk in the case, according to the case status, so the Makshin knew already from this, that there is more of a reason that we came to say we are the Jews in front of God's name, than that we are going to be specialized man. Now, if the Makshin knew already of this from this, so it just doesn't make sense. So the Makshin's kashe that is directed against the Shloki doesn't make sense. Why is he masik against Rish Lakish when the same kashi could ask against Abai and Rove? Because Abai and Rove say that Ovidin is the paradigm in the Ibai Alvoye, Mashenki Makesh Lado.
They don't say anything. What is that? They don't say anything by Kosovo. How do you know what they said by Kosovo? Perhaps they would agree also by Kosovo that it's that Ovidin is the part of the Lord of the God of God. I mean, you can't have kashi, they don't say anything.
No, but how does he ask a kashi? Now, he has the kashi. He has the kashi b'ches kashi nosan, and b'ches kashi, he has the kashi. From the mission, that here we see, by Kesel, that Ovidin is the part of the God's name. So it's the kashi against Rish Lakish. The kashi against Rish Lakish. Now the question is, But the Shloki Shomi says it Lugabe al Voye of the specified man, not Lugabe Stamal. Why doesn't the Shloki say Lugabe Stamal Voye? Because there is no Kiladat. So, Mule, by case, there is no Kiladat either, so what kind of a kashi is there? The answer is the Makshin thought that there was a kashi against the Shloki. Because two, if the Shloki wouldn't say, Lower of the Dinish Depara, he would say, on account of the same lomdes that is involved by our boy with a specified man. But he should say, report the Lord of Dinish Depara, on account of a different lomdes. On account of a different lomdes, our Bible Rabbi should also say.
No, it's
a different kind of lomdes. It's a different kind of lomdes. In other words, the Makshin is asking the kashin against Rish Lakish on the basis of lomdes that could be asked against the Bible of also. So what does he want from Rish Lakish? Thesis, there is no kashin. Because Thesis only says it that the Tarzan knew that there is a special reason as to why by case we should say Lower of the Dinish Depara Begav Zimnei. The Tarzan, but the Makshin didn't know. But according to the Xei Sterets, we have to say that the Makshin knew that. If the Makshin knew that. So why did he ask the Kashi? Why did he ask the Kashi against the Shlokish, not against the Bayer Rove? So what did they say? Eilach Name. The Tarzan could have said. So it's all right, in other words, the Tarzan could have said. Because the Tarzan knew, but the Makshin didn't know. But according to the faith, the Makshin knew. So why did he ask? This kashe against the Shlok is not against the Bayrov. Now it seems to me that the pshat in the Rosh, and the Sma could have meant it also. I mean, certainly the Rosh meant it in the Shuvas Rosh, possible. But the Sma could have explained the Rosh that way. So it's not just that there is a Giladas. He doesn't mean Giladas, in other words, the Giladas he didn't intend to pay before the 5 years terminate. What he meant is something else. The Rosh meant something else. Now, the Gemara says, he makes. Tav Gimu or Dazal is makes. So the Gemara says that Stam al Voyish Voyish Yeh. So how do we know Stam al Voyish Yeh? The more I learned it, I was coming for it. Yishom al Osof, in Yeh, Dobor, in Vot, Kol, Yeh, Alein, Yeh, Kol, Vosh, Nach, Hashem, Vash, Nach, Hashmit. In other words, so Shmita is mentioned twice. So we learn now that Yeh, Shmach, Shmita, Achem. Besides the Shmita, the regular Shmita, the Shmita that means, I mean, that every seventh year, in the medium, in the cycle, in the Shnat HaShmite, so there is another Shmite. What's the Shmite? Of Stam al Goy. Just as one is not entitled to demand his debt after the seventh year has elapsed, so there is another Shmite. That one is not allowed to ask is Stam al Goy within 30 days. That's why the Torah mentions Shmite twice. So it's not on the basis of women. It's not on the basis of women. In other words, it's their sakos. It's their sakos. Yesh ho shmita acheres shiit moihi. So it's their sakos. That when one lends money stam, he cannot exact payment. He cannot exact payment within 30 days. Now, So what does it mean? So it means that see that there is a distinction between Yahweh with a specified man, Yahweh with a specified man, and Yahweh not with a specified man, but just Stam al Goy. So Stam by Yahweh with a specified man, so that means that the debt is not payable until the termination of the specified man. If I borrow $1,000, let's say, for 10 years, so when does it become payable? When does it become payable? After 10 years. Until 10 years, it does not become, it does not become payable. Mashenki baskama alvoye, so if it's come alvoye, it's payable immediately. Immediately after the alvoye, it's payable. But I have a time within which to pay. It's payable within the 30 days. You see, that's the difference. If it's an alvoye with a specified man, an alvoye for 10 years, so it becomes payable after 10 years. And until the termination of the 10 years, it's not payable. But if it's tam alvoye, it is payable immediately. But I have a right to pay any time within the 30 days. That's the difference. And that's the Gzirtakosu. Yesh lecho shvita acheres. In other words, he cannot force me to pay tam alvoye. The Malbe cannot come to say the next day, well, you pay me now. Because I can say to him, I can pay you now, it's payable, now it's payable, next minute, the next minute, the next minute, until after 30 days. Mashenkin, by alvoye, with the specified man, so it only becomes payable after the termination of the term. But here it becomes payable right now. As a moshe, I'll mention, let's say, what is mechuyev to dan mincha? So when does it come to dan mincha? He becomes mechuyev to dan mincha on the last minute before shkiyeh? No. He becomes mechuyev to dan mincha immediately half an hour after chatzos. He becomes mechuyev to dan mincha. But he can daven the first minute after chatzos, the second minute, the third minute, up till shkiyeh. So that's tam alvoye. But halvoye with the specified zman, so when does he become mechuyev? After the zman he becomes mechuyev. Until the nation of zman is not mechuyev, it's not payable. But tam alvoye becomes mechuyev immediately. But just as one has his zman, from a half an hour after chatzos still shkiyeh. He has 5 hours. His 5 hours we need to fulfill his obligation of having. So here, he becomes mechuyev right now by tam alvoye. But he has his man within which to fulfill his obligation. So this is what the Rosh says. Now look what the Rosh says. Avo Rosh Kosav Dafke Kevei Azman. When do we say Chazok in the Periyah Bisech Zmaneh? What is Bisech Zmaneh? Bisech Zmaneh means he is not Mechuyev yet. That, Baal Boye, that's what he means, do it that. He doesn't mean to attack because he told him now he should know I'm not going to pay before that. No. Just because I specified 10 years, it means that I was going to ask a minute before the 10 years will elapse, so I'm not going to pay. Only after 10 years. I mean, it doesn't seem reasonable. That when a person says, I'm borrowing this money for 10 years, that he means that he's not going to pay before the 10 years will elapse, but after the sun of the day of the 10th year, the last day of the 10th year will elapse, then we'll pay. That just doesn't make sense. That this was the intention of the person. But what does it mean, the Rosh? The Rosh means that if he said I'm bowing for 10 years, it means so merely when does it become a queer? Then that means there was a giladat, it should become payable after 10 years. So before the 10 years, he's not mechuyev to pay. He's not mechuyev to pay. Mashenki stam alvoye. He's mechuyev right now. Just as one becomes mechuyev to dat minches, as soon as it is half an hour after chatzos. But wait, he has a certain time within which he can do it. So this is what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, dat kekiriyaz man. So Mimele, we say Chazok in Periyah says money because it's not payable yet. Mashiach is Tam Alvoye, so it is payable. But he can do it later too. He can do it there. So then we don't say in Periyah says money. So Mimele is a good kashi, a body part of Matnissi. She also Afal Pid also we call his man, King is our greater for his highest plow, or the three Mikri is man. What does it mean, or the three? The Russian, of course, the Russian of the three is misleading. But what he means is this. It's really the same oneness. Not a different, different oneness, but a better oneness. No. It's the same oneness. Kivin Salvan Sal, because Gabi Halvoye, so why does it become payable?
only after 10 years, because he said, but mitzad arboya be'atzmo, it would become payable immediately. Only because of his specification that it becomes payable only after 10 years. Masha'inkin here, so mitzad ikar adin, not because of his specification, it's not payable, but mitzad ikar adin would become payable only after the whole world was built, according to Havam Yodhi Gemara. So that's why he says, all these 23 man, not all these 12 sentences because of the different longness and the stronger reason. No, but he means all these 12, he means they are got the same longness. But Gabi 23 man, so why does it become payable only after this man? Because of the 23 man, because of his specification. There was nothing intrinsic in the transaction that should make it payable only after 10 years. It became payable arbitrarily after 10 years. But so we still say, true, only arbitrarily became payable, but the fact is that it became payable only after 10 years, so mainly the payment of money. So coaching here, well, not arbitrarily becomes payable, but intrinsically, with Adedim, it becomes only payable after he finished building the wall. So we certainly should say in the Palestinian money. Yes? Abaye,
According to Abaye v'Rove, so even by specified man, so we say, other must will repair it as money. Other repair it as money. Why? Because Kehren will retard it. So coach him by some other way.
But since the true is painful, but he won't come to us because of the terrorist of customs. And the whole reason for talking
about so he's not even allowed to demand. So Mele, it's not shayach to say the time of Kehiche Diloi Kehiche Diloi Litarden, so even according to Abaye v'Rove, it should be also Lifreya b'Sirz Manei. So the answer is, when do we have to resolve to the time of Kehiche Diloi Litarden? And we say that the only reason as to why he is also with Freya is because of the consideration that is if it's not payable, you see, if it's not payable, then Rishmokish holds that in the Gariya Bishir's money. Any for his money. And the Balai Rabbah says, even though it's not payable, it's yet until the termination of 10 years, but still he's also with Freya. Why? In order to avoid, he shouldn't bother. Mashiach came.